dangerous stickers.
So we'll see how long this lasts, but the House passes a bill to extend middle-class tax cuts. So quick, do you make $250? If you do, forget about it. You're not part of that package. But if your household is $250 or just under $250, let's say, then you would get those tax cuts. However, that's just the House passing it. We know what's going to happen in the Senate. It's not happening. And I think that this will just carry over. There'll probably be a freeze maybe on the cuts for the next couple of months. We've already talked about that. That's old hat. But the tempers are flaring when it comes to the push-pull over who should be taxed. Who's going to pay for this huge deficit? Well, all of us are going to pay in the end. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We zig and zag all over the place. Water cooler buzz. And, man, there is a lot of it coming out of D.C. Plus, coming up in our next segment, our cheap movie review. There's actually a movie that I saw that's coming out this week. It was a sneak preview. And I'll tell you about it when we get to it. It's a true story. Some people don't like biopics, and it's not really a biopic, but it's an interesting movie. But that's for our next segment. This is no movie. This is real life. As I said, I think things will change in January, and if it was up to the soon-to-be Speaker of the House, the crybaby, John Boehner, I say crybaby because it seems like he's overwhelmed with what's happening. They've caught him on camera a couple of times just tearing up over the fact that he is the Speaker of the House. Let's see what he's like when he gets in there, though. But anyway, I thought it was kind of interesting that he called the tax bill chicken crap. Just chicken crap. He said it's just brutal. It isn't disappointing. It's just crap. It's not good. It does not work. So, you know, he's a big contrast, obviously, to Nancy Pelosi. And I think part of the reason that he referred to the chicken crap thing, and I didn't realize this, is that did you know that John Boehner, rather, is one of 12 kids, and their father owned a bar? And seriously. And so he gets a lot of his localisms or yokelisms from his upbringing. And I'll tell you, he cries on cue. You know, who says that men can't cry? Because he's bringing crying back, I guess. I mean, it's at key public moments, he's just known to weep uncontrollably. And he's probably weeping over the things that are happening in this very lame duck session. Like I said, it's a war over these tax cuts. And of course, the whole thing is about what about the deficit? So here's the future speaker's take on it all.
If a lame duck Congress is unable or unwilling to cut spending and stop all the coming tax hikes, the new majority in January will.
All right, there you go. They will. He's confident. And of course, that's because the big switch takes place. The House controlled by the Republicans and more Republicans in place in the Senate. They don't control it, but there's more in place. All right, let's follow up quickly on WikiLeaks. Man, I saw a headline today on one of the numerous websites I was looking at, and the headline was this: the noose tightens around WikiLeaks Assange. So you look a little bit more into his background, right? And growing up in Melbourne, Australia, the deal with him apparently is he was a hacker. And then he ends up with WikiLeaks. And we'll fast forward through the years. And now the law wants a piece of Julian Assange. And remember, the Swedish folks actually won a pretty big court ruling on Thursday because they want to arrest him for questioning in a rape case. And the British folks say they know where he's hiding. British intelligence, Scotland Yard, they say they know where he's hiding. And, of course, in the U.S., the politicians are demanding that he be hunted down. There's even a talk show host, I think it was Bubba the Love Sponge. He's out of Florida. He's out of Tampa. who offered $50,000 for the whereabouts of the WikiLeaks founder. So, you know, there's no in between with this guy. You either like him and you're flying the flag for him, or you think he needs to be hunted down like a common criminal. And of course, you know, he continues to leak these documents and move around in the dark of the night and with bodyguards and whatever else. You know, who knows if it's where he is. But he posted some new stuff on the website that had a bunch of other embarrassing moments for some foreign politicians that weren't favorable to them, let's just say that. You know, still I hear that King Abdullah is just reeling over the fact that those memos came out that he wanted Ahmadinejad basically taken out, that he wanted Iran to not be a player anymore, or the possibility of being a player in nuclear armament. And of course, who wants Iran to be in that situation? But when you see the memos, we're saying, please, I'm begging you. He didn't use the words begging, but I'm asking you as an ally to step up to the plate and attack Iran. And certainly they weren't the only country. There were four other countries in the Middle East that wanted the same thing to happen. You know that whole thing about keeping your enemies close? Sun Tzu, keeping your enemies close, right? And then, of course, what do you do with your friends? Nobody's turning their back on what's happening with Ahmadinejad, because if there was anybody, it's like when you make a list of nuts. I've done this once before in the show. People that could really trip the switch, people that could really destroy the balance, let's say, he would certainly be high. He'd be on the top five of mine. I bet you he'd be on the top five of some of yours, and especially since there are so many secrets that are contained in Iran. You saw what happened when the students protested and didn't like the way the elections went, and you saw what happened as a result of that. A couple of them ended up dead, and there were problems all over Tehran where they got rid of the journalists, wanted them all out because they didn't want any information getting out as to what they were doing in that city and what they were doing as far as the voting was concerned. The big story with Charlie Rangel is the longtime congressman is toast. He's toast as far as censure is concerned, because the censure vote wasn't even close. Wasn't even close. 333 to 79. He had a stand in the well, and they read it out loud. It was Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. That's what happens when you get censured. There hasn't been a censure since the mid-80s. And this is a long-time congressman representing Harlem, who at one point was a pretty powerful man. And I think the area will still embrace him. But when it's all said and done, I think the area that he represents will embrace him. But, hey, he got caught with both hands and both legs in the cookie jar. And I think they could have come down on him a little bit harder. But censures is pretty harsh, and he got what he should have gotten. And it's about time that some of these politicians had to pay the price for their stupidity and for their cover-ups and, you know, for some of the, let's face it, illegal things that they're trying to pass off as legal. All right, coming up, don't forget, we're going to check on the movies. If you want to go to the movies this weekend, you'll want to pay attention to our cheap movie review. Stay with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2222. 2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct wholesale pricing.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Going back a little old school, Madonna. Man, that's when she first broke into the scene. Remember that? Like a Virgin. And then there was a bunch of other songs on that CD that she put out. I can't remember the Madonna songs, actually, off the top of my head. But that was probably the biggest one because she had the video, you know, the whole MTV thing, blah, blah, blah. So we're not here to talk about Madonna, though. Let's talk about the movies coming up this weekend. And I happened to see one of the movies. And if I look at my list, I wrote a list for the movies that we're going to preview here. And the first one is, pay attention to this in the beginning. I actually, you know, this is radio, but I actually saw some clips of it, and it looks pretty good. It's called Warrior's Way.
But he will pay for this betrayal.
Welcome to the eighth wonder of the world.
You're going to fit right in with the rest of us outcasts.
I knew what you was from the get-go. I can smell the blood.
I must go, or you will all be in danger.
Brothers like you and me, we don't run. Ninjas. Damn.
No, it is just the beginning.
All right, Warrior's Way, you get the whole gist here, the ninja deal and the sword fighting, obviously, along with the ninjos, ninjas. And so it's a lifetime, basically, of training in the martial arts that we're talking about here, and a guy with an awesome grasp of swordsmanship. And he's eliminated one of his enemies, and he's going after a bunch of others. But it's the graphics, not the graphics, it's the fight scenes that I think are so cool. This is under 2 hours, and there's some names that you would recognize, like Jeffrey Rush is in it, Kate Bosworth is in it, Danny Houston is in it, and it looks pretty decent. And some of the critics, which I don't care, it's like my brother. We go to see a movie, my brother looks up what Rotten Tomatoes has to say, and Rotten Tomatoes, it can be funny. Some of the reviews are pretty funny. I don't care what the critics say. If it looks good to me and I feel like I want to see it, I'm just going to go see it. And a lot of times I disagree with what the critics have to say. All right, this is a movie that I saw a sneak preview on, and it's called All Good Things. We're going to roll it first.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here. Ambassador, you remember my eldest son,
David? David, the heir apparent, of course.
Look at her. She's perfect.
What do you mean by perfect?
I mean, there's nothing that I do that she doesn't like.
She doesn't know you long enough.
You're ignoring a very hard fact of life, David. She's never going to be one of us.
Isn't that great?
You're young, your husband's handsome, you have money, and a perfect life.
Your grandfather didn't ask me to join the farm. It was understood.
Gotta finish up some stuff for my father.
I've never been closer to anyone, and I don't know you at all, David. There's something wrong with you.
You make me out to be this person that you think that I am. I'm not this person.
Why would you give up everything just because of him? You have to let me go.
Pretty wife, rich husband, it'd be all of his 6 o'clock news. Dad?
Why couldn't you just have given her what she wanted?
Husbands lie all the time.
We gotta do it.
All good things.
If anything happens to me, don't let them get away with it.
All right, Kristen Dunst is in this. No relation to the family, the Durst family. But this is a story about a murder of a famous New York real estate dynasty family. And notorious. They set up Times Square practically, and it was a big missing persons case in New York City. Robert Durst was the wealthy son, the crazy, kooky son, who was suspected of killing his wife, who was never tried for killing his wife. He instead was tried for killings, the suspected killing anyway, of a guy that he lived with in Galveston, Texas. A crazy story. I saw it. I say thumbs up. It's weird twists and turns in this. Ryan Gosling's in this, and he does a great job. It's very, very good, I thought. We move from that to The Black Swan.
I had the craziest dream last night about a girl who was turned into a swan. But her prince falls for the wrong girl, and she kills herself. He promised to feature me more this season.
Well, he should. You've been there long enough. And you're the most dedicated dancer in the company.
our new Swan Queen, the exquisite Nina Sayers.
I'm Lily. You're going to be amazing.
I watch the way she moves. Sensual. She's not faking it.
Seduce us! Attack it! Attack it! Come on!
Where'd you get these?
It's nothing.
You sweet girl.
Feel my touch. Respond to it.
Your stuff was hot for teacher.
I don't want to talk about that.
You really need to relax.
It's the role, isn't it? It's all this pressure.
I knew it'd be too much. I knew it.
What's she doing here?
He made me your alternate.
The only person standing in your way is you.
Hey, Noralis. I have my ways. She's after me.
Nobody's after you.
Please believe me.
What happened to my sweet girl? She's gone!
Yeah, how about that? Natalie Portman is in this, Winona Ryder, Barbara Hershey, a whole bunch of interesting actresses are part of this. And it's an hour, 43 minutes. This is probably a little bit of a chick flick, but a chick who likes, you know, R-rated movies. I mean, that's the deal. So this isn't a love story by any stretch of the imagination. It's about a competition in the New York City ballet that gets a little down and dirty. Hang with us. We're going to do that next on America Tonight.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. In celebration of our launch, from now until December 6th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This edition of America Tonight. We can almost touch it. The weekend, that is. We're getting closer and closer. It's always exciting to me when we talk to Steve Budin about football because I know I'm planning my day out in my head what I'm going to be doing, which games I'm going to be watching. Since Philly already played and the Eagles would be my team, that X's that out. I might watch a little bit of the Cowboys on the road against the Colts out of curiosity to see what my pal Jason Garrett comes up with this time around because, hey, they almost knocked off the Saints on Thanksgiving Day, let's face it, and he's making it interesting. They're not going anywhere, but he's making it interesting and making a case for possibly becoming the next coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And as we get closer to the weekend, it's what I call the whip in Washington, because they're trying to get across the street to the watering hole, too. And you got this lame duck Congress. So there's a lot of parties, I understand, and luncheons and all that kind of stuff. But I say forget the luncheons and the parties. Wait till you're completely out of there, like Russ Feingold and a few others who aren't going to be back in January, because there's so much left to do, and we'll see, tick tock, like, don't ask, don't tell, what's the latest there, what's going to happen with the lame duckers there, and I don't think anything's going to happen. I think that one gets passed over, judging by some of the grandstanding that went on when it was brought up, and of course, with the tax stuff, this whole compromise that was supposed to happen, that's looking like it went off the track at least on Thursday. Does it come back into the station on Friday and then into next week? You have the future Speaker of the House saying it was just crap, it was just chicken crap, and because it is like playing chicken. Middle class versus, ooh, 250 and over, you're the wealthier. And like I said, you talk to someone who really has some do-re-mi, and you say to them, geez, you know, you might have to go up a little bit in the tax bracket, they're going to be fine with it. Seriously. Because they have smart lawyers surrounding them and accountants, and they always find ways to get around things. And they can afford to pay it. And when we talk about opportunity in this great country, they know they have the opportunity. They know it. Because they were the bankers we bailed out, who then proceeded to get the big bonuses, right? So that's okay. They already bought their boat. They got their third house. They're okay with it. I said we were going to check the mail, so without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! I love that Homer Simpson. Could you just see him running out to the mail? The mail! The mail's here! Does anyone run out to get the mail anymore? You know, it used to be that you would get a lot of cards and things, I don't know, magazines, things you were looking for in the mail. But now, since everything is on the screen, since everything is through the internet, you even get e-vites, e-cards, you know, everything is viral pretty much. And it's so rare, it's almost shocking when you get a card from someone. I personally think it's kind of cool when somebody sends you a handwritten thank you note or an invitation to something or just whatever. And you just get these little, what I call, unwrapped surprises in the mail. But I don't think anyone's running to their mailbox. Usually when you're going to your mailbox, what are you thinking about? You're thinking about, for those of you who can visually see me, you're thinking about bills. That's what you're thinking about. Bills, 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 right? How do you pay the bills? And here they come again. Doesn't it seem like it gets shorter and shorter? It's like the water bill. It's like when I get the water bill. Didn't you just ask me for money for the water bill and 2 weeks later we gotta pay it again? All right, I'm digressing. Let's head to the mailbag, like I said, thanks to Homer Simpson, and let's check out this one from Jake in Austin. I swear this guy has emailed me now for a couple of years, and he swears he's going to call the show. When he calls the show, we're going to keep him on, and we're going to dissect him and figure out what the deal is with Jake in Austin, because actually his comments are usually dead on, and he's very opinionated. Jake says in this one, Kate, lay it on. Why don't you just give a big slap in the face to Charlie Rangel, the longtime congressman, as you say, from Harlem? He might have done some good for those people, but he's a fake. He's phony. He deserved what he get. In fact, I think he should have been impeached. It's like they felt sorry for the old man, and so he gets a pass. You did say that, since he has been there forever and a day. What if he had been a younger guy, maybe 20 years ago, would they have hit him a little bit harder? Well, censure is pretty hard, but it's not impeachment. Let's see what they do with, and at least he got that. Let's see what they do with Maxine Waters, the congresswoman from California. Let's see what happens when it's her turn in the barrel. But, of course, they pushed her ethics hearing off. They pushed it all off with her. It's funny, too, because I saw a story today where Donald Trump said, yeah, Charlie asked me for $5 million. So he was looking for some money. He was looking for a little of the easy life after all those years on the, being the man representing Harlem. And what Trump said is that they met face to face and they talked about a building project in New York City. And he says, he flat out asked for $5 million. And Trump said, Rangel's lucky that he didn't get any jail time for what he did, because there was no doubt that that whole thing, the Charlie Rangel Center for Public Service at the City College of New York, was about him also getting some money that way and through the donors and being solicited for money on the congressman's stationery. That's what really got him to trouble. I mean, it's too bad because he has been around for a long time, but in a way, Trump is right. He should be counting his lucky stars that he's not somewhere in a jumpsuit. It's so crazy because you think of Rangel and what he did. You start to compare the crimes. You think of Michael Vick and the whole dogfighting ring and what happened. And then you compare it to, let's throw in another completely different scenario, Martha Stewart, and for the paltry amount of insider trading that she was nailed for, and she did jail time, and he's not doing any jail time. All right, let's move to this one. This is Paul in Paducah. And Paul in Paducah says, Kate, I know you hate to talk about 2012 over and over again, but what do you think is going to happen with the Republicans? Do you think it's going to be somebody that they'll pull out of the weeds who maybe is good-looking and talks a good game, kind of like a Republican Obama? Would it take someone like that to beat the current president? It sure seems like people, even people who are very liberal, are frustrated with Barack Obama. What do you think the best, what's your best guess at what will happen in 2012? It's such a great thing to talk about in one way because it's fun. It's like sports. You're looking into the future and you're trying to prognosticate. You're trying to predict who you think is going to be there. And I think when people say Sarah Palin, they're crazy. Sarah Palin running for president would be disastrous if the Republicans want to have the White House go to a Republican. She definitely is not the answer. She is somebody who can raise money. She's somebody who, for some reason, has definitely struck a chord with a lot of Republicans, with certain women, etc. And she can raise money and she can do all those kind of things. But running for president would not be advisable. I think she would be slaughtered like a lamb by the Democrats. Oh, they would just, it would just be brutal. It'd be a nightmare that the Republicans certainly do not want. But as to who comes out, you got all these people like Tim Pawlenty in Minnesota who was saying he wanted to make a run for the presidency. He's hinted about that. Newt Gingrich has said that he'd like to. A lot of people are pressing about Jeb Bush, which would be no way. There's no chance that there's going to be another Bush in the White House, not three. There's not going to be three presidents with that last name. He doesn't want to do it. I don't think he could even be talked into it. Mitt Romney's name keeps coming back around, and when they do polls, he shows up in the polls, but I don't think he's the answer. I think there is a chance that you could be looking at somebody completely different. Bobby Jindal was asked about it, the governor of Louisiana, and he says no, that he's got enough on his plate in Louisiana, and he's happy with what he's doing, and he doesn't have the desire to run for the presidency. But what could happen is perhaps there is some kind of a more like a Bill Clinton kind of person that suddenly emerges. You just got to keep track of what some of the governors especially start to do and see if there's anybody in that pile that makes some noise. And probably, you know, even still in Congress and in the Senate, but there's no one that I would pluck out right now. Ron Paul has said he was, you know, asked about it, and he's kind of in the mix too. But I don't think in the end Ron Paul is the guy who is going to do. I don't think he's going to run. Or if he does run, I don't think he's the guy who is going to be elected president. But let's see. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Let me squeeze in one more. Let's squeeze in one more. This is from the judge listening to us in Kentucky. Yo, America Tonight. Love the show. I've been listening for about 7 months now. And it's interesting. I kind of hear you talk about a lot of different things, football and sports and business and politics. And I wonder, Kate, if you have a favorite. You know, and the answer to that is no, I don't really have a favorite. I did sports for a while at the Fan in New York and in Dallas, and I still do some stuff for Fox, and I like it. I really enjoy watching sports, and I enjoy being, you know, part of that whole deal, but I love the political game, too. It is kind of like sports, like I said. You're watching to see where the pieces fall and see what dances around and get people fired up. I think that's exciting, and I like it all. That's why we call it Water Cooler Buzz. Speaking of Water Cooler Buzz, you might get some out of our next segment. Next, coming up, we're going to do Weekend Counts.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.
LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Steve Boudin here on America Tonight. I just have to tell you that my Eagles beat the Texans on some Thursday night football. Were you all watching that? 34-24. How about Michael Vick, all world beater suddenly in the last couple of games? 3 touchdowns for Vick, and they absolutely clipped the Texans. The Eagles now 8-4 on the season. It's going to be interesting the rest of the week how it plays out for week 13 in the NFL, because there's some great matchups on the board and probably none better than the Monday night game, the Jets and the Patriots. Think of the bad blood and the circumstances between the two teams and the fact that they're both 9-2 on the season. Here's Sexy Rexy Ryan, Rex Ryan, talking about his Jets and the matchup with the Patriots. Take a listen.
Hey, it's great. I mean, this is what you want to be, you know, in this spot. We've earned this spot at 9-2, so is New England. I think it's the fourth time, somebody told me, the fourth time in NFL history that two teams have had a 9-2 or better record, you know, going at it in a regular season. So that's impressive. Should be a great game. There's no doubt about it. Both teams at the top of the league in wins. So this is exactly where you want to be. I'll sign up for it next year also.
Of course he will. He'd love to have that record. New England, by the way, favored by 4. Steve, how are you doing? How was your Turkey Day?
Turkey Day was good. If you bet over the 6.5 pounds, you won. I gained about 8 pounds.
Oh,
but
no.
I'm on the treadmill. I'm working it out. I hate to beat my own drum because I'm just so good at it. But, you know, I also won with the Eagles tonight. I had my double up or shut up play on the Eagles, big 50-dimer, hit that one, proving again that, you know, sometimes in this business, better to be lucky than good. But also we know in this business that the past is the past, and you can't live in the past. I got my crystal ball out, so if you want to talk futures, I'm ready.
There you go. Hey, I'm going to do this a little bit backwards because we just heard from Rex Ryan and the Jets, and he's talking about this is only the fourth time that during the regular season you've had 2-9-2 teams, and he would take that all day long. The Jets will be in Patriots territory. Break this down for us, Steve-O.
Yeah, Rex Ryan reminds me of like a card counter at a blackjack table that's trying not to get caught. I mean, if you listen to him in that interview, I mean, it's almost like he just doesn't want to say anything that might, you know, get Bill Belichick riled up. And, you know, I can't blame him. He knows he's, you know, that Belichick's the better coach. The Jets are probably the better all-around team on paper, but I think in games like this, you take paper and you rip it up and you throw it away. I'm a Jets fan, so, you know, with me, my opinion's always a little skewed, but I tend to be more against the Jets when it comes to, you know, betting than for them. But in this situation, you know, normally Bill Belichick would hold some cards back, knowing he may face this team, you know, in the playoffs. You know, he may not want to show them everything, but normally he'd be sitting probably clinched already, and the Jets would be fighting for a wild card spot. Because, like you said, they're both 9-2 and fighting for first place on that top seed, you know, and I think that probably the advantage here goes to New England. Look, this is a game that I'm probably not going to bet or play, but, you know, these big marquee games, you know, sometimes they're better off watched, but if you stuck a gun to my head, I wouldn't go against Belichick in this one.
Yeah, I agree with you, absolutely. And it's funny because it's something you told us a couple of weeks ago. It's tough to bet on your own team, and I agree with that.
Well, you know what happens is that, you know, you always got to try to keep your heart and your pocket completely separated.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, what's this thing about the man and his money and the man and his heart?
Exactly.
I know there's something there. I'll come up with it. How about the another good game, too? And, you know, I'm in love with the Sunday night game anyway. Brilliance with what they have with the flex schedule. Well, the Steelers and the Ravens, 8-3, both of those teams. It's in Raven territory. I love Flacco. I love the kid, the way he's throwing. And I don't know. I'm not really sure on this one. Baltimore's favored by 3. I would go with Baltimore. What do you think?
You know, Baltimore barely beat this Pittsburgh team without Ben Roethlisberger. And they were just held scoreless in the whole second half by Tampa Bay. You know, I understand, you know, that you like Baltimore, and I -3 at home. What they're really saying is Baltimore is as good of a team as Pittsburgh, but that might be so. But, you know, the Steelers are getting ramped up right now. I don't think Baltimore can hang with them. I also think a little too much credit's given to the Ravens defense in general. You know, they're not as good as people think they are. And, you know, I think that, with the 40-point spread here, I mean the 40-point total, I would look to go over the total. You know, Flacco and Roethlisberger, they can ring 40 points up in one half.
There you go. All right, that's probably the best. Sometimes it's good just to go over under, right? I mean, you don't always have to do.
Yeah, the object is to win. Any win that you can get. I mean, you know, you analyze the game. If the side's not there, you go with the total.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, what are the odds that the Saints aren't going to crucify the Bengals?
You know, the Bungles, I called this team the entire season. I mean, I've gotten on every week and told everybody that this team is a complete fake. You know, look, New Orleans, 6.5 points. New Orleans is a team that's flying under the radar this year. If this game was being played last year, this New Orleans team would be 13.5 points over this Cincinnati team. I think 6.5 points is a bargain. I would take New Orleans here. Reggie Bush, he's already ruined one cover for them. He's got that out of his system. I think that he comes back strong this game, plays great. I think New Orleans gets the big win against a Cincinnati team that's going to be looking to pick up the pieces next year, probably hire themselves a new coach.
There you go. Hey, the Chicago Bears, somebody asked me the other day, gee, who do you think is going to go to the Super Bowl? Which is tough because now we're really in that territory where, you were talking about the Steelers, teams really are starting to sync up, and this is the big meaty part of the season, and then as you get toward the playoffs. Is Jay Cutler the real deal, or is this just partially luck and a few good bounces?
Well, it's funny because we talked about Rex Ryan being that, like, sharp card counter at the blackjack table. Jay Cutler's like that drunk at the blackjack table that just happens to be on a good roll right now. The casino, they're not even sending down the pit boss at that point to look at him because they know eventually it'll turn around. I don't believe in Jay Cutler, but in this game, in this position, against the Detroit team without Matt Stafford, I would lay 3.5 with Chicago, and I don't mind betting on that drunk at the blackjack table when he's hot.
Okay, so when he's hot, I like the clarification.
When he's hot, I'm with him.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're all looking for. We're looking for that edge. All right, there's a couple of other games that, you know, who knows with the Titans. They're a mess, but they're hosting the Jags. They could pick up another win, so they'd be 6-6.
Yeah, not even a line posted on that game yet.
Yeah, nothing.
But I'll tell you the one thing, you know, we don't hear Moss's name.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
Trey, you don't hear anything about him.
Uh-uh, no kidding. And then how about the Giants? Because I know there's a lot of people listening to us in the Connecticut area and the New York area who are Giants fans, not Jet fans. And,
right, the Giants, a touchdown favorite over Washington. Total there is 43.5.
Yeah.
The only note about the Giants is they're still not completely healthy. They're still banged up. Redskins, good road team, 3-1 against the spread this year on the road. The question isn't who's going to win. I think the Giants will win this game. I do think Washington will keep this game close enough. McNabb with the possible backdoor cover at the end. I would take the 7 points here. That line probably goes up by the time Sunday comes around to 8.
All right, how about the Cowboys? Boy, what an effort they put up against the Saints on Thanksgiving Day. Now they got the Colts in Colts territory.
Right, and the Cowboys, you know, they're one of these teams like Minnesota that they're in this, like, you know, try to blame everything on the last coach syndrome where, you know, they know if they play good right now, they can put their hands up and say, hey, wasn't our fault. We had a real bad coach, and now, look, everything is working out much better. But, you know, here's something really new, and we've never, ever talked about this before, not in the last couple of years, but this is desperation time for Peyton Manning. I mean, you know, I think that they've been pretty much knocked back into the AFC South race. And how does Manning respond to this desperation against the Cowboy team that, let's face it, as good as they're playing right now, they're not going anywhere this year. So I think that it's a must-win for Indy. I think Indy's a different team at home when they're in a must-win scenario, and I think they crush the Cowboys here.
Oh, crush the Cowboys.
Well, I can also tell you a little footnote that I am the absolute worst when it comes to betting on or against the Cowboys. Me and you have talked about that before,
right,
and that's proven to be true time and time again on the show here.
There you go. Steve Gruden, always appreciate it. SportsInfo.com. Thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it.
All right, coming up around the bend, we're going to check the mail. You have any thoughts? Remember, you can always send it to me day or night, americatonight.net.